This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Happy New Year's Eve. If you are looking for a soundtrack for tonight, maybe you're making a nice dinner at home. Maybe you're traveling to some friends for a New Year's Eve party. But whatever you're doing, Lou Rugani, who hosts Civic Media's Sunday morning show called Music of the Stars, he's going to have a special New Year's Eve version of his show tonight, starting at 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. So join Lou for iconic music. He's got everything. He's a huge record collection from the big band era of the 30s and 40s all the way through movie hits, big Broadway shows from swing and Sinatra and everything in between. And then he's going to drop in some golden age of radio clips from Bob Hope and George and Gracie Allen, which nice. I used to love those so much. So make sure you join Lou Rugani tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network for a special New Year's Eve edition of Music of the Stars, starting at 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. You know, we say all the time that Civic Media is statewide and countrywide, and we are.
Yeah.
Tina on the live stream says, Happy New Year from Anchorage, Alaska. I was born in Waukesha. I moved here 2 years ago. Well, thank you so much for listening to us, nice. Tina. I would love to find out how life is, what life is like in Anchorage.
I want to say cold, but I feel like that's a generalization. I bet you they have.
I'm sure it varies.
Yeah.
And Anchorage is probably among the more temperate places to be in Alaska.
It's probably like a hopping place, too. It's Anchorage.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it, Tina. Always nice to know that folks are taking advantage of the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. And if you do not have it yet, because we will at some point have another contest coming up, a text to win contest.
You hear me, Todd?
So it was Albanian hackers. You know that.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. So download the Civic Media app. Go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. That gives you the ability to listen to all of the stations all across the network. We have 20 stations across Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Some are just music stations, and others are news talk stations. And sign up for our newsletter, too, because it is curated for your area. And a lot of spots, we talked about this, are news deserts.
Yeah.
So we give you coverage that you might not be able to get where you live.
Exactly.
It's absolutely worth it. We're going to do something a little bit different before 11:30. If you have someone in your life who has gotten engaged recently, that tends to happen over the holidays.
Yeah, it does.
The wonderful World of Weddings, which has been going on for decades, is happening this weekend at the Expo Center at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And Nicole Blazer is the Chief Executive Officer for Premier Bride. She's going to be joining us to talk about all of the things available at this weekend's wonderful World of Weddings. So stick around for that. But right now, we wanted to look back at some of our favorites. This shouldn't be a thing.
On the tisbats that was.
The tisbats that were. We started this, I guess, in October.
In October, yeah.
In October. And we were looking through them. And by the way, thank you to everyone who has submitted tisbats. Lynn, actually, from Oconomowoc just sent us one. And I'm hoping to get her on maybe next week. And maybe once a week we can have a listener tisbat.
Oh, boy.
And have you join us on the show and explain yours. Could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Could be a lot of fun. Anyway, we're going to start off down memory lane. With a This Shouldn't Be a Thing from October 10th. It's called the Camping Edition. Calvin, let's take a listen.
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you feel should not be, send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. I had somebody tag me on my personal Twitter page yesterday with a great This Shouldn't Be a Thing that we're going to use next week. But today, this kind of just jumped out at me from the Wisconsin State Journal. Gail Worland is the author. Here's the headline. Rock Island Camping closed after massive mice infestation at Wisconsin Park.
Gross.
The mice are so bad right now in Rock Island State Park, just off the northeastern tip of Door County, that the mice are reportedly chewing through campers' Crocs, shedding tent floors, and eating their way into Rubbermaid bins.
And you know what's funny is that on the live stream...
There's a live stream?
For us.
Oh, I thought you meant of the mice.
All right, Jane. Welcome back. We were talking about camping before. We were teasing this segment.
Yes.
And Mark from Prairie du Sac on the live stream said, what's going on with the mice at Rock Island State Park, Mr. Jinx line, I hate you Mises to pieces. That's a very old reference. Ask your Mima or Peepaw about that.
But I hate Mises to pieces.
That's it's a thing.
And it should not be a thing. This massive infestation has prompted the DNR to close Rock Island State Park to camping for the rest of the season. You can still go tromp around from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily, but camping is not going to happen, so forget about camping there.
I don't want to go. No! There's no version of this that makes me want to say, you know what, I'll take it on.
There's a Facebook group dedicated describing the deluge of mice as chaos. The Door County Shore Report also reported the infestation. Normally, raccoons are more of an issue, but now it's the mises. The mouse population normally kept in check by snakes, water snakes, other predators. Experts think that climate factors may have been contributing to the mice boom because of last year's mild winter followed by a wet spring and very crowded conditions. But there's a quote in here that's just, when the sun sets, they come out.
This is going to be a movie. This is going to be like a Cocaine Bear. Like mice.
Crack mice.
Yeah, tent mice. What was it? Croc mices. I don't know. It's just Calvin. It looked like you wanted to.
Well, I guess I kind of had my question answered already. But I was like, where are all the owls and coyotes and all the things that eat these things? You'd think it would just be like a feast for them, and it would be taken care of.
Well, DNR says it's going to take time for predators like snakes, birds of prey, and foxes to bring the mouse population back down. Park staff actively monitoring the situation. They'll continue that into next year. But if we continue to have these milder winters, we're going to see more rodent populations.
Oh, no. This is climate change?
So if you had camping plans, unfortunately, and this would be a great time to go camping, really.
Oh, yeah.
It is so perfect right now.
The next 2-3 weekends, yeah.
Yeah, but the mice are so bad right now in Rock Island State Park off Door County. They have actually closed it to camping for the rest of the season, but you can still go for a hike from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Wear good shoes. They apparently like to eat Crocs.
Steel toe everything on those shoes.
That is today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
You know, if this is an issue next year,
yeah,
I want a Mies Kim.
A Mies Kim.
I do. I think I want to see the infest as they all start running out at sunset.
Do you want like one like strapped onto a little mouse, like so you can see it like flying through?
That's a great idea.
Nope.
We are doing a look back, 2024 look back at some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Thing episodes. Calvin, do we have time for another one? Yep. All right. This is from October 17th. We call this Holiday Decoration Edition. Take a listen.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Every day we wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. If you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. It can be anything. We try to keep it a little bit lighter. Most of the time that works. Monday, maybe not so much. But today is a good one. Here's the headline from Ben Hooper in UPI.
Ohio officer attacked by giant inflatable pumpkin. We're talking a great big, we're talking the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. This was an enormous, this is a car, bigger than a car-sized inflatable pumpkin that apparently broke loose in this town in Ohio. And the dash, and we will provide this in our show notes so you can see the video because it's worth watching. But so we have this big inflatable pumpkin in the middle of the road. I don't know what, it was dark out, so I don't know what time of night it was. But this poor officer gets out, and I don't know if he thought he was just going to grab it and move it. It swallowed him.
It's just now a part of him.
It was like the blob coming over and taking over this police officer in Ohio. It just, he was gone.
Man, Ohio is having a tough year. Right? Just like a lot of stuff happened in Ohio right now. You know, that is hilarious. That is wonderful.
Yeah. An Ohio police officer trying to wrangle a runaway inflatable pumpkin in the middle of a residential road was attacked by the decoration and ended up engulfed. The dashboard video shows the Bay Village Police Department shows the officer arriving to find the runaway pumpkin in the middle of the road. He tries to move it, but again, it's like being swallowed by the blob, and he was just gone. Luckily, though, no officers or pumpkins were harmed during the event. Once backup officers arrived, the pumpkin was returned to its rightful owner.
Subdued.
This officer will never live this down. He could stop a bank robbery, a bombing, and like a train, whatever, theft thing, all on the same day. He'll still be known as Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. That's Officer Pumpkins.
Officer Pumpkins. That's all he's going to be. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, look, a pumpkin's coming our way. I'm just kidding with you. Remember that time?
We will include this, the link in the show notes, so you can see the video of Officer Pumpkin and his encounter with the giant inflatable escaped pumpkin. I'm not against inflatables. I just don't think they should be able to attack people.
I think that's an easy rule to live by.
I think that's a very easy thing to do. Like, you know, don't get attacked by inflatables.
Avoid that as much
as possible.
Specifically
pumpkins.
Yes, exactly. We are going to look at one more. I'll look back at the 2024, our favorites of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. That's coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you here from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, New Year's Eve 2024. If you're looking for something to do with the kids tonight, the Harlem Globetrotters are in town.
Yeah, they're always here. They do two shows.
This has been going on for years and years and years. They actually came to Hartford when I was little and played a game at the high school gym.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
really?
It had to have been in the 60s, but I've never forgotten it. And it's great entertainment, especially for little kids.
Yeah.
They will absolutely love it. And I'm just checking, and there are still seats available. They have a show today at noon. And then there's another one at 5 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. Tickets look like they're about $44. So if you are interested, check that out. Harlem Globetrotters, they are hilarious and very, very skilled basketball players.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Right?
Yes, they're very good at what they do.
That's like people who fake skating poorly.
Yeah.
You have to be pretty good to be able to do that and not hurt yourself.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
We have been doing a look back at some of our favorite 2024 This Shouldn't Be a Thing episodes. And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, and we do try to keep it on the lighter side. I've had many submissions this year that I would agree with you should not be a thing, but we talk about those things in more serious portions of the show.
Correct.
That's kind of the whole idea.
Yeah.
And while I don't think we can lark our way through everything, and I don't think we try to do that, I do think it's important that we all take a moment to breathe and to laugh.
I agree.
Right?
I absolutely agree.
It can't be doom and gloom, even though it might be, all the time. So, yes, please, if you're going to submit one, please try and keep it a little more lighthearted. I would really appreciate that. This is one of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
This is from November 12th. Let's listen to the I Didn't See That Coming edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JANESAYS, @civicmedia.us. Our friend Andrew from Maine sent this in. Headline reads, ambulance hits Oregon bicyclist, rushes him to hospital, then sticks him with an $1,800 bill.
We're coming to America. That just sounds like the most American thing ever.
71-year-old William Hesch was riding his bicycle when he got hit by an ambulance. It turned into him.
So the ambulance's fault.
It is the ambulance's fault. Fractured his nose, left him with scrapes and other injuries all across his body. He's filed an almost $1 million lawsuit against the ambulance provider after it scooped him up, took him to the hospital, and then billed him.
Yeah. Sounds like the most American thing ever.
Mr. Hesch was billed $1,862 for the ambulance ride. That's only among the $47,000 in medical expenses he's already racked up so far, and another $50,000 worth of medical costs he expects down the road. The Columbia River Fire and Rescue declined to comment.
Shocking.
Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company also did not respond to a request for a comment. This is from OregonLive.com. According to the lawsuit, Mr. Hesch was pedaling through a small town in October of 2022. He and the ambulance were going the same direction on a street that's a mixture of homes and businesses. The ambulance turned to make a right turn onto another street and crashed into Mr. Hesch, destroying his bicycle, and again, which then the ambulance scooped him up after they hit him, took him to the hospital, and then billed him for the ride.
Hey, folks, if you get hit by an ambulance, make sure before they take you to the hospital that you got full coverage and the hospital you're going to is in network. I mean,
well, and but according to the police reports, the driver who struck Mr. Hesch, they were only going between 2 and 10 miles an hour. So it's not like they were racing to an emergency.
No,
they just weren't paying attention.
They were paying attention, but 10 miles an hour in a car can do some serious damage to someone
on
a bike or on foot. And I'm just hoping that in this story, that's part of like the procedure where you have to like, in order to get your, like in order to get my insurance money, I have to sue you, Aunt Stephanie. That's the story. And but still.
Like, I don't know how you can even remotely justify charging him for this ride.
No, well.
He wouldn't have needed the ride if you hadn't hit him.
Your insurance probably going to go up because of this. And it would like, you know, like the idea that everything in their business will be, raise their premiums, their liability, all that stuff because you hit them. Give the guy a free ride at least.
Absolutely.
So
we will try and keep you informed on how this lawsuit goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I smell a settlement.
I think you're absolutely right. And thank you again to Andrew from Maine for sending that in. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And you know, now hearing that again,
yeah.
All I can think of was, is insurance company is going to say, well, we have to charge you for a portion for it because you were there.
Yes.
Because you were there. I was in a chain reaction accident once.
Yep.
I got rear-ended and pushed into the car in front of me. and they charged me a portion because I was there. It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
We have news coming up in a little bit. We will be wrapping up the show as we always do with, yes, this shouldn't be a thing.
Today, oh my gosh.
The Weekend at Bernie's edition. Somehow we missed this one leading up to this point. But news is next, and then we're going to talk about the wonderful world of weddings. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast countrywide, statewide, yes, global on the app, baby, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. If you are a basketball fan, women's basketball, Wisconsin at Minnesota. That game starts this afternoon. Our broadcast kicks off at 3:10 today. And you can listen to that game on WLAK in Amory, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and also WRCE in Richland Center. Wisconsin women's hoops at Minnesota today. The broadcast starts at 3:10. Excited to be joined by our next guest. Nicole Blazer is the CEO for Premier Bride, and we're here to talk about the wonderful world of weddings, which is this weekend at the Expo Center at State Fair Park. Good morning, Nicole. Thank you for joining us in studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I used to take parts, and I believe I used to actually emcee the fashion show many, many, many years ago, because that's always been a staple of the wonderful world of weddings.
Oh, yeah. It is so much fun. It's choreographed. It is just such a good time to watch.
And if you just got engaged and you're looking for ideas, everything you need is kind of right there in one spot.
It is. There's over 120 vendors there that you can meet, chat with, see things in person. It's just such a good show to be at if you're just engaged, or if you've been engaged for a while and, you know.
Maybe you're putting it off for a little bit. Let's do it next year. It's running this Saturday and Sunday at the Expo Center. Again, the hours, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep.
And you can get tickets. It's $14 each for ages 13 to 64, $7. What a deal for grandma, 65 and older. Admission at the gate, $16. We'll include this all in our show notes when the show is over. So just go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, click on Matt Nair on Air, and then you will find the show notes for today's show. So what are we talking about when we're talking vendors? Is it everything from DJs to flowers to...
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Venues, DJs, florists, and then all those fun little extra ones too that, you know, give your wedding that extra little pop. So you can find everything you need there.
What would that include? Like live animals or what are we talking about?
Wow, Jan, that's where you went.
Different kind of wedding. You know?
You never know. Everybody has their thing they like. You know, it's little things like new and like live wedding artists. That's a big thing right now. So you can find those there.
Are they doing caricatures?
No, it is. You know, you can still find people who do characters, obviously, and things like that. But a new trend now is it's like an actual art piece of your wedding day, whether you decide to do it, you know, your ceremony or your first dance, and they'll paint it right in front of you. So it's almost like,
wow.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's again, I've been married for 22 years, so I've been out of this game for a while. Is that real new?
I'd say in the last, you know,
couple years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
You knew about this.
Yes, I did, because I look at the TikTok because I am of the youth.
Hello, yeah, fellow young people.
Yeah.
What are some of the other new and trendy things?
You know, I'd say there's all different things, like whether it's, you know, there's cute little cars you can bring for photo opportunities now. You know, floral trucks that you can have for your shower. There's so many different things with weddings now. You know, and even going through the show, I'm like, wow, I didn't even, you know.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. It's every year I find new things, and weddings are all about making it what you want it to be now. So it's fun to see.
Before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about how things have changed. Back in the day, you know, the bride's parents paid for just about everything.
Yeah.
And therefore, they had a lot of say as far as who's going to be invited and where the venue is going to be. But that has changed, you said.
Yeah. You know, obviously, parents still love to play a part in it. But I think because the age of people getting married, you know, it's not young 20s isn't the majority of people anymore. So it's kind of, you know what you want, and you're putting a little more financial commitment towards it. So you also get a little more leeway and like, no, I don't want to invite 300 people, or I do, but I want it to, you know, be this type of food. It's kind of whatever you want to make it to be.
That's kind of nice, actually.
It is.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's about compromise. You have to be able to compromise. I can't speak for any other couples or their families involved, but my mother and my in-laws were very, they gave what they could.
Right.
And then we had a discussion. We said, we appreciate your contribution. We know that you didn't have to do this, but this does not mean that you control from front to end what this is going to look like. We'll talk. And we'll compromise. And there are things you need to do. Great. And one of the things I said off air is I personally believe that a wedding is about the couple. It's all about the couple. But I think the reception is all about the parents.
Interesting.
Because they bring family in and they want to show their kids off. They want to, this is about being proud of their kids. So if they want to invite Uncle Larry, who you haven't seen in 22 years, let that one go.
Let Larry come.
You say hello to him. You know, just fine, whatever, move on. But I do think there has to be a nice compromise in the planning if the parents are involved financially.
How old were you and Bridget when you got married?
Oh, we were old in Wisconsin terms. We were, I was 34.
Oh my gosh, geriatric.
Basically a grandma. Yeah, no, we were 30. I was 34. We were both 34. And, we actually got married twice. We had a very, very small ceremony. There was 15 people there. Highly recommend. Highly.
Yeah.
And then our big one. We had a big one, a big like multi.
Party.
Yeah. And so that was very much a lot of planning. And so we did a lot. You know, we went to the vendors. We didn't go to the all-in-one place. We went to all the vendors. And, man, that's tough. So
like
I imagine
traveling from caterer to caterer and florist to florist.
So I imagine what you all are doing at the wonderful world of weddings is a lot easier. All one-stop shopping if you can do it.
Yeah, and at least like you get a good idea too. Like talking on caterers, you're like, oh, you know, this sounds really good, or you know, they have samples there of food, so you can kind of say, oh, this is something we really, really liked.
If you're just joining us, Nicole Blazer is our guest. She's the Chief Executive Officer for Premier Bride, and we're talking about the wonderful world of weddings, which is going to be back at the Expo Center at State Fair Park in West Dallas this Saturday and Sunday. Before you joined us, Nicole, we talked a little bit about not all things are important to all people, and not everybody has a $50,000 budget to put on a wedding. Right. So if I have to scrimp, where would you suggest people cut back a little bit if they're on a limited budget?
Yeah, I think it's, you have to pick like what's important to you. So, you know, some people want to make that grand floral, you know, statement piece. So if that's something that's really important to you, then, you know, make sure you focus your budget on there. Some people, they're about entertainment. So they want, you know, to look at, you know, your music and your DJ or live band, things like that, or, you know, your venue. That could be, you have your heart set on that you're getting married at this place. So, you know, pick your priorities and what you want, and go from there and kind of see where budgets break down from there.
Don't crumble to the pressure too. I think there's so much societal pressure, especially with TikTok and Instagram and all of those influencers. And look what we did. And we had 900 people and everyone had their own, I don't know, lamb. They had their own wedding lamb.
Well, usually those people are getting like, you know, massive deals. They're getting endorsements. Like, you know, I got 2 million followers.
But I do think the people are influenced by, that's why they're called influencers.
Yeah, I don't.
And
yeah.
I caution people against falling for that.
And it's easy to do because you obviously like, you see things and you're like, oh, I love that and I love that and I love that. But, you know, try and pick your few that are really important to you.
That really stand out.
It's also a very large purchase. So I think when it comes to things like this, if you're spending anywhere between 20, 30, 50 more thousands of dollars.
Nice house payment.
I mean, okay. You can easily be like, what's $700 for a live pinwheel craft station? Everyone would love it. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's easy to get big eyes and be like, yeah, well, of course we can do that. Because what's a couple hundred extra dollars? And then all of a sudden, it becomes a thing. And I think you're absolutely right, Nicole, is you look at what's important to you. Like, for me and my wife, the flowers were important, but we didn't need a lot of them. So our florist, God bless him, he was like, I'll just cut them in half. You'll use your bridesmaids as centerpieces. He's like, I'll save it. And he was the one to do that, not someone else and us having to tell him. He wanted to work with us because he wanted our business. Because if we have a good experience, you know this, Nicole, people in this industry and this world, they talk to each other.
It's word of mouth.
Exactly.
It's word of mouth,
100%.
Right?
And to, like, in the talks of, like, talking with your vendors, don't be afraid to, like, if you have your budget, to be scared to tell them that, like, they're going to use all of it up. They're so good at, you know, a florist, for example, like, I know maybe 10 flowers, but they know hundreds. Mm-hmm. So like if you have your heart set on this peony, but it's just so out of your budget, they can give you other ideas of, you know, what if you do this instead? And they're really good about working with you because that's their passion.
Well, and as you said, they're so knowledgeable and they know what alternatives there might be and what something you might be able to switch in or out.
What's in season, what's not in season. So, you know, don't be, even caters everything. Like, don't be afraid to be like, this is my budget. What can we do? And, you know, there'll be vendors that fit you, vendors that don't. And you'll find your perfect ones.
We were very lucky that all of our vendors we had a good connection with. And one of the things I would say to people is that just because you're looking doesn't mean the first person you're going to, you're connected to, or you have to. We went to a flower place. It was the first flower place. We said, here is our budget. She looked at it. She went through it, and she gave us her quote. It was 3 times more than we were looking to do. And we were just simply like, well, thank you very much.
Nice meeting you.
Have a lovely day. We're never coming back to this tent. So, like, advocate for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Talk to your vendor. I think, yes, you're absolutely right, Nicole. It's very important to do that. Don't be afraid. Don't be Midwestern about it. It's your money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good point, Greg.
Yeah.
Don't be Midwestern about it. You can push back a little bit. I'm not saying be nasty to people, but right? But it's like, you know, this is what we have.
Yeah. And every vendor specializes in certain things. So, you know, there might be a florist vendor who, you know, they specialize in doing larger scale things, you know, and there's some that might be smaller things. So, like, is it, you know, there's ones out there for everybody.
Yeah.
What have some of the other trends that you've noticed over the last couple of years? As even just from, you know, wedding gowns or you know, is there any one big trend that has really stood out to you?
This year I would say color for floral is something we're really seeing that's coming back. We're also seeing, you know, like those old time cakes, I think they're called labyrinth cakes, where, you know, a lot of piping detail, yeah, and that's big coming back. And even gowns, like vintage detail. So a little bit of vintage, but also on the scale of, you know, trying to stay in your budget, but also grand, like making your statement where you can and finding something you love because it is your day and making it unique to you.
Can you please tell me that we're getting away from the see-through Kardashian trashian wedding gowns?
You know, there's so many gowns that I've seen them all.
And I bet.
I guess it depends too. Like, are you getting married on a beach? Are you getting married at a cathedral? You know, there's the right gown for each venue.
This is not going to help.
Get an overcoat. Jeez.
Okay. All right. Calm the old lady yelling at the clouds again.
I know.
And the thing we did was, you know, we told our bridesmaids, we said, wear a black dress. That's it. Just be a tasteful black dress. Because those, I mean, whether you're getting tuxedos, shoes, socks, dresses, it's going to be expensive. So work with your people. Talk to your bridesmaids and your groomsmen about what they can afford too.
Well, yeah, not everybody wants the purple satin with the puffy sleeves and the, you know, the parasol. It's for something that you're going to get to rewear.
Yeah, and you know, this weekend's great for that, to kind of like start being inspired of what you like and what you don't like, and seeing it in person and in all one spot.
Nicole Blazer is the Chief Executive Officer for Premier Bride. The Wonderful World of Weddings is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Expo Center at the Wisconsin State Park in West Allis. Thank you so much for coming in, Nicole. I hope you have a great event this weekend.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Stay with us. We're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Weekend at Bernie's Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Right before we went to break, we were talking to Nicole Blazer about the Wonderful World of Weddings that's happening this weekend at State Fair Park. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, when asking about venues, don't be afraid to think outside the box. I'm on the board of a community center, and the couple wanted a sports-themed wedding because they're Packers fans. They asked if they could tailgate in the parking lot. And
that's
we
awesome.
Agreed. That is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So thank you for that, Tyler. That's a great idea. It doesn't hurt to ask.
No. We went to the old Bradley Center thinking, this is too expensive. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And they made it very, very affordable. Like, oh my gosh, are we getting married at the Bradley Center? And
then we can do this.
Then they said, if the Bucks go to the playoffs, your wedding will be canceled. I'm you'll get 3 weeks to 4 weeks notice. I'm like, do you know what that is in wedding world?
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, it's worth asking.
Yeah.
It's worth asking. A couple of reminders. Lou Regani is going to have a special show tonight, Music of the Stars, starting from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. Lou Regani does a great Sunday morning show here on Civic Media. He's got music from the 30s and 40s and swing bands and everything. That's a great background if you're going to be having dinner with friends at home, or just a nice evening, or when you're going out in a bar, about rather. Join Lou Regani tonight from 7 to 1 across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be off tomorrow.
Yes.
For New Year's Day, all of us, the three of us, we will be back with you on Thursday.
Yeah.
And J.R. Radcliffe will be here for all things sports.
Correct. Yes.
And Friday is our 1 year anniversary for Matt and Air on Air.
Woohoo, we're 1 year old.
1 year old. Dan Schaefer, who is one of our very first guests.
Indeed.
Is going to be joining us this Friday. So we hope to have some fun with that. And I just want to say before we get to our Tisbet to wrap up the year, thank you so much to everyone who has been supporting us over this last year, and for texting and for calling and for your supportive emails and your kind comments. I say it every day. It really does mean the world.
Yes, it does.
It does. And it's going to be an interesting 2025. We all appreciate that. We're going to be here for you. Civic Media is not going anywhere, and we're going to get through this together.
Correct. Absolutely.
And we're going to continue to learn things and grow and laugh.
I love it.
All right. That means it is 11:54. Galvin, it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that shouldn't be, send it into Greg and me, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is the Weekend at Bernie's edition.
Which I don't know about. You asked me not to look
I said, please don't look at this. This was from April 17th of this year. Headline reads from CNN. Brazilian police detain woman suspected of taking a dead man to withdraw a bank loan. I'm sorry. Police in Brazil detained a woman suspecting of wheeling a dead man, who she said was her uncle, to a bank to withdraw a four-figure loan. Video footage has sparked a nationwide discussion. It shows the woman at the counter of a bank in Rio de Janeiro propping up the head of an elderly man in a wheelchair and trying to get his hand to clasp a pen. She was trying to take out a loan of around $3,000, which had been approved by the bank, but still needed the man's signature. The elderly man remained unresponsive. His arm is limp. His head keeps falling back as she's talking to him. Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. If you don't sign, I can't sign for you. It has to be you. Sign it so you don't give me any more headaches. I can't take it anymore. At one point, the bank attendants say, I don't think he's feeling well. The bank attendants then called an ambulance. When paramedics arrived, they determined he had been dead for a couple of hours and had apparently been dead when she wheeled him into the bank. Police still trying to establish the relationship between the woman and the man she claimed he was her uncle. Authorities say they are investigating, but so far they have not brought any charges.
I mean, why stop at $3,000? You're going to use a dead man's
because
hand?
Because that had already been approved.
Well, I mean,
the $3,000 had already been
tell
approved.
Tell you want more. I just feel like, you know, if you're going to go
but
for
but then
it,
you got to go through a whole other process of trying to get him to sign
now
it.
Now you're just putting paperwork in front of my scheme.
That's not going to go well.
Ugh, fine.
That wraps it. It's sick and twisted, but that's
it's sick and twisted. You've laughed twice.
I know it. My father was a mortician. Cut me some slack. That's today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
We have news coming up next. Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. Join him on the live stream. The man is wearing a tux.
Yes.
He's looking fine.
He's looking dashing.
He's looking fine.
So dashing.
Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6 p.m. And then I believe we have a short Pete Schwabba with Nightlight. And then that Lou Regani special kicking off tonight at 7 p.m. Again, we'll be off tomorrow, but we will be back with you on Thursday morning for January 2nd of 2025.
Oh, baby.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy and Happy New Year. We'll see you tomorrow. Or see you Thursday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.